Hello guys, Kendall Parks here on the Kendall Parks podcast. I would like to talk about the verses that happened on last Tuesday night. My guy, my favorite rapper in the whole entire world forever, Ja Rule, brought my childhood back. He even surprised people by going to his gutter hood songs first. You know what I'm saying? It's Murk. Like, it's murder. Then he went to the Can I Get It? He went to Murder Graham and then Holla Holla. Like, it was just amazing. So I'm happy to see him finally get his props. You know what I'm saying? Fat Joe put on a good show too, but Ja Rule's just a different level of a performer. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully that gets him going. It was so good to see him perform so much pain. And what you could already tell is that he was ready for the jokes. A 50 Cent for Joe's Fire Festival. He's been the butt of the joke for the last 15 years. You're not going to rattle him about that. You know what I'm saying? He's been here in the last 15 years. You're not going to get him to overreact to that. And actually, I thought Fat Joe should have did We Taking Over. You know what I'm saying? Because prior to Wayne verse and his verse, you could argue that his verse was the best on that song. And if I was Ja Rule, I would replace Destiny with We Murderers Baby with him and Vita, cause he had already brought Vita out with Lil Mo to perform Put It On Me. So I would have did that instead of Destiny. It's a cool song, but not for verses. So overall, it was a great night for Ja Rule, and I'm happy to see him get all the praise that he needs, because he's always been underrated as a pure rapper. So, you know what I'm saying? I listen to hard Ja Rule. That's the Ja Rule I know. So, and you know what I'm saying? Fat Joe could have went to the gutter bag. He ain't played none from his second album to remind me of. You know what I'm saying? I was born at the time that he was about to come out. Well, like 92, 93. So I was just in my mama's stomach or getting ready to come out when you drop FloJo. You know what I'm saying? So, it was nice to see Ashanti. It was petty for Ja Rule to bring out Ashanti when he had already got Nelly out of there. So, it was good to see that. That's all I have as far as the verses go. I like Joe Budden's breakdown of it. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. And let's see if this means new music. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come out with new music after you be done with the verses. You haven't came out with new music yet, but some new momentum to come out with some to get people caring about him, his music again. You know what I'm saying? So let's see, man. In other news, you know, in politics, you see the Border Patrol people getting Haitians. Like, it was just terrible. and we gotta see if the Biden administration is gonna Kamala Harris, VP Kamala Harris said she's gonna, she supports the investigation, said it was terrible and all that. So I just want to see action from the Democrats and the Obama, I mean, the Biden administration on this stuff. It looks like white supremacy, like crazy. And you know what I'm saying? We gonna see what the price tag is gonna be on this infrastructure, the human infrastructure bill, before Riley also get the bipartisan one under control. So yeah. Talk to you guys. Oh, and by the way, my Bengals lost to the Bears, and the Reds keep on choking. So, you know, it's just a nice sports thing. All right, this is killing it with killer parts. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.